It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B now has a date with attorneys for her ex-manager that she's suing for $15 million. Cardi's been ordered to sit for a deposition on March 12th. She'll be testifying about her legal battle with her ex-manager, Shaft. He sued her in April, claiming that he made her the star that she is, but she cut him off financially. He sued her for $10 million, and Cardi did not take that quietly. She fired back with a countersuit for $15 million, claiming that he overstepped the bounds of a manager. She said that he tried to control every aspect of her professional life and also her relationship with Offset. By the way, speaking of Cardi B, James Corden announced that she's going to join him for carpool karaoke.
Oh my God.
Monday, December 17th. This is everything I've ever wanted. He revealed the news on his Instagram last night. It's going to be the first time Cardi B is going to appear on Carpool Karaoke. The Late Late Show airs at 11:35 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS, Monday, December 17th. Ariana Grande wants to set the record straight about her current relationship with ex-boyfriend Ricky Alvarez. She squashed rumors that she's rekindling an old flame with him on Instagram. She complimented on one of his Instagram posts, saying that the colors of his sweater with the background in the picture were sick. And naturally, fans started to read into that social media love. So she then responded to all the comments by saying, "We're friends. Everyone take a big old breather." NASA wants Golden State Warriors All-Star guard Steph Curry to come and check out moon rocks after he said he didn't believe in the moon landing. Curry appeared on the Winging It podcast this week and said that he didn't believe that NASA landed on the moon in 1969. NASA has since offered the former NBA MVP a tour of its main facilities to show him historic rocks from the moon to prove it. No word on if Steph Curry is going to accept their offer or not, but he should.
Yeah, I would go there even. I would start saying stuff. If I was famous, like, "Oh, I don't believe this, I don't believe that." So they just give me the experience.
They can just let us go. I don't believe in Chick-fil-A. FYI.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
It's not real. It doesn't exist. Prove me wrong.
I don't even know what waffle fries are. Prove it.
Jason Mraz serenaded a Kansas high school senior who was hospitalized in St. Louis while awaiting a second double lung transplant. The Grammy Award winner stopped by the bedside of 18-year-old Madison Taliaferro on Sunday while he was in Missouri for a concert. He performed his hit songs "I'm Yours" and "Have It All." Her mom, Desiree, shared videos on Facebook, and she wrote in a post that nurses seem to get Mraz to sing to her daughter because they know that she loves musicals and just enjoys singing. Here's a clip.
Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, a heartbroken woman wants tech companies to change how they advertise to you. And you're probably like, "Well, what? What's going on?" But this is actually a really interesting story. We're going to read the letter that she posted online and then take your calls. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next.